If you love old trains and steam and railway nostalgia, you'll be very pleased to know that two new locomotives from a Victorian design are being built to run on the tracks in North Devon. The Linton and Barnstable Railway Trust is behind the project, and it's thought the locomotives could be ready in 5 years' time. The chairman of the trust is Peter Miles. He's been telling me about the history of the Linton and Barnstable Railway.
It was a privately built railway that got an Act of Parliament in 1895. Was first opened in 1898 and then closed by the Southern Railway in 1935. There were various ideas and desires to rebuild the railway, but it came to nothing until in 2004 we opened the first half mile, and now we run a mile of it. So the intention is the next phase will be to rebuild a further 4.5 miles. That'll make it a 5.5 mile railway between where we are now at Woody Bay down to Whistling Pound Reservoir, which is just the Barnstable side of Blackmore Gate. That's not the end of it, because we intend to go on and eventually rebuild and reopen the whole 19 miles from Linton to Barnstable.
Wow, it's a really ambitious project, and it sounds as though these two locomotives will be a key part of what you're trying to achieve. Can you tell us a little bit, Peter, about the Yeo and the X? What kind of engines are they?
Yeo and X were two of the three locomotives that were originally bought by the Linton and Barnstable. They're built by a firm called Manning Wardle in Leeds. They're 262s. In railway terms, that's a prairie tank, which is a fairly unusual wheel arrangement in those days. They weigh around about 24 tons. The railway, incidentally, is effectively 2 foot gauge. It's actually 1 foot 11 and a half inches. Mm-hmm. They were really Victorian looking, essentially. Really charming, absolutely unique to the Linton and Barnstable. There were no locomotives of this type anywhere else in the world. And sadly, they all got chopped up, with the exception of one, which was built by Manning Wardle and delivered to the Southern Railway in 1924. And that one disappeared off to South America, and its whereabouts were never properly discovered so far.
So when these come to your railway, that they'll be unique. There won't be anything like them anywhere else.
Well, not quite. Actually, that's not exactly true these days, because an enthusiastic member of the Linton Barnstable Railway Trust, a chap called James Evans down in Cornwall, decided that he really wanted to see one of these running again some years ago and started building a brand new one in a barn. That proved to be a fairly mammoth task, and in fact the whole lot was shifted off to the Festiniog Railway in North Wales, where the Festiniog Railway Trust completed the loco, which is now called LID. And it is pretty much identical in appearance to the very last of the Manning Wardles that was delivered to the railway. And on occasion it comes back, or it comes to Devon and runs on the Linton and Barnstable now. It's coming next month. At the end of September we've got a gala, an autumn gala, where LID will be there and running with our other brand new locomotive, LIN, which is a rebuild, a reconstruction of an original Baldwin loco that was supplied to the railway in 1898.
I'm sure that all of those working for the Trust are really excited about seeing these two arrive. It's going to take about 5 years, though, isn't it?
It'll take about that. It takes a while to do various things, to get bits in place, to prepare certain drawings. We've got drawings to use, but they're sort of old-fashioned pen and ink type drawings, and these days people expect to see computer-aided design stuff, so the CAD drawings will be prepared, which will help manufacture. We also have to raise the money for it, but we do have plenty of support and we are hopeful that will go fairly well.
The name and number plates are arriving soon, aren't they?
The name and number plates have been sponsored by a magazine, Steam Railway, and they're on order. They'll be supplied and delivered before the gala in September, and so they'll be on display there, yes. We've got an original chimney from one of them, from Yeo. That'll be on display at the gala as well. Yeah. And various other bits and pieces will follow in due course.
That's Peter Miles, the chairman of the Linton and Barnstable Railway. That gala is taking place at Woody Bay on the last weekend of September. You can find out much more about the plans for the railway and those new locomotives if you go along. And I'm sure that we'll be following their progress in coming months.